I didn't even know if I was hitting the record button. But today is all about the vibe check. We are going through the corresponding proverb, corresponding day, 3,000-year-old wisdom. It's Proverbs 13 today because it's the 13th of March. But it's all about the vibe check. People have been asking me this so often, like, what is the vibe? Like, when you talk about the vibe. And it's very, very simple. It's not the energy that you walk into the room with, which I always thought it was. How can I change my vibe? Well, I could come in with higher energy. It wasn't that when I realized that it was the way that people felt when I left the room. That's when the paradigm changed. That's when it started to become about how I could get things done in the way that I wanted them to be done was by the way that people felt about the things that I was doing. I said a statement the other day that your leadership style doesn't matter. That your culture is irrelevant and your systems will never work. And I had some people look at me and they were confused, and I could tell that they were right off the bat arguing in their mind, like, no, no, my leadership style is awesome. It's proven. I've read about it. I've studied it. My culture is solid. I've taken years to be able to develop this culture. My systems, how can you say that they'll never work? Well, I said, say those three statements and then add at the end, if the vibe is off. And so it changed the word vibe from being a cushy kind of lofty feel to being something that was substantial. Like, how do actually people feel about your leadership? How do they feel about your culture? How do they feel about your systems? And how do they feel about the relationships that you're in? So in today's episode, the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day, Proverbs 13 runs it down and gives us a vibe check, and we're going to be dealing with three things. One is, who are you listening to? Because I could tell you this, whoever you're listening to will have a large impact. I listen to my brother quite a bit, and he reads Ryan Holiday, who I want to have on the podcast at some point. I've been reaching out to him and haven't told my brother, but now he knows. But my brother listens to him a lot, and he gives me a lot of wisdom from him. He quotes him. I heard a quote the other day. Ryan Holiday said that they were interviewing Iron Maiden, the lead singer of Iron Maiden. And they said, how is it that you adapt in the music industry or stay fresh in the music industry? And he said, I'm not in the music industry. I'm in the Iron effing Maiden industry. And it clicked with me. That was wisdom. I was listening to it. So that's the first one, is who are you listening to? Number two is, what are you doing? And then number three is, how do the people feel about it? Because you could have the greatest leadership style in the whole entire world, but if people don't feel it, they aren't going to follow it. You could have the greatest culture in the world. If people don't feel it, they won't follow it. You could have the greatest systems in the entire world with the greatest results, but if people aren't feeling it, then they won't follow it. But how do we know if they feel it or not? Well, that's why we're doing a vibe check. So let's get this party started. Vibe check. Now, as I go through the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day, I always want to let you know that this is my study with it. This is the lens that I see it through. This is not about judgment or me telling you this is the right way to think about it. It's just questions that I have through my study that I want to ask. And maybe you can ask yourself. I know I'm asking myself these things as I move forward. So with the vibe check, we want to look at who are you listening to, first of all, because who are you listening to will help you to understand the type of information that you're getting and the things that you're pressing out to other people. Most likely, it'll help you to understand what it is that you're doing. And finally, it will be able to help you understand the foundation of how people feel about it. But the only way that you'll find out the way that people feel about your culture, your systems, your leadership, your relationships, is if you stay in communication with them. And communication means that you're going to have to stay present. And that's probably one of the hardest things to do, because we would like to set it and forget it. I don't know about you, but I always love to do this. So the first question in the vibe check is, do you value wisdom? And what is wisdom? It's the right use of knowledge. And where do we get wisdom? From the fear of God. Why does he say, fear me? He means respect him. So when we respect God, the only way that we could do that is by spending time with him, understanding his character. And if you understand his character, it's congruent with all the things that he says. And so when we run things through that filter, then we look at it and say, okay, cool, I could respect you. If you spend time with your boss and you see their character, you can respect them. You spend time with the people that you work with in your business, you can respect them. So do you value wisdom? And in verse 1, of Proverbs 13, it says, a wise son heeds his father's instruction, but a mocker does not respond to rebukes. Are you seeking wisdom? In verse 14, it says, the teaching of the wise is a fountain of life, turning a person from the snares of death. And so the way that I looked at this in verse 14, the teaching of the wise is a fountain of life, meaning that it's always fresh. If somebody is seeking wisdom and they value wisdom, they've always got fresh perspective, because that wisdom is going to be alive. First in Proverbs, the corresponding proverb, corresponding day, first you'll read it, then it'll read you. And today it was reading me. In verse number 10, it says, where there is strife, there is pride, but wisdom is found in those who take advice. And so asking yourself, do you value wisdom? If you do, then you'll be taking advice. And when you see strife happen, or people trying so hard to make the boss happy, trying so hard to, you know, elevate up or get a promotion, a lot of times when there's tons and tons of strife, then you just look at it and there's a lot of pride there. And the way to be able to take pride is communication. And the antidote to that. So the second question in the vibe check is, are you speaking life? And in verse 2 and 3, it says it implicitly, from the fruit of their lips, people enjoy good things, but the unfaithful have an appetite for violence. Those who guard their lips preserve their lives, but those who speak rashly will come to ruin. Are you speaking life? Meaning, are you using people's names? Are you celebrating what they do? And are you celebrating the inch stones in your culture, in your systems, in your leadership? Are you celebrating those things? And when I find that within our company, we celebrated those little tiny things, and we did it every single week. And find someone doing something amazing, use their name, and do it publicly, because something that is not celebrated publicly is as if it never happened. And people want to be celebrated publicly. Not all people, but I would communicate with them, see what their desires are. The question number 3 is, are you doing the right thing? And this one was hard for me, because people say, like, are you doing the right thing? Well, what is right? Well, what is right is being present and being in that moment with that person and seeing where they're at. First of all, see where they're from, see where they're at, and see where they're going, and ask them. And sometimes the right thing is to give them motivation. Other times the right thing is to sit with them and to have empathy. Other times there's times to challenge them, but you never know where that person is at. You never know where they're going. You never know where you're going to meet up with them again. So make a friend out of everyone. And how do you make a friend? By just being present with that person. But this was a hard one for me, because right is always subjective, right? So are you doing the right thing in your culture, in your systems, in your leadership? And so in verse 4 through 6, it says, a sluggard's appetite is never filled, but the desires of the diligent are fully satisfied. The desires of the diligent, meaning the people who do right work. And the righteous hate what is false, but the wicked make themselves a stench and bring shame upon themselves. So again, it goes back to what is right. In verse 9, it says the light of the righteous shines brightly, but the lamp of the wicked is snuffed out. In verse 11, it says dishonest money dwindles away, but whoever gathers money little by little will make it grow. In verse 15, it says good judgment wins favor, but the way of the unfaithful leads to destruction. What is right? So watch this. It lists it out. Right work. That means diligence, doing the right thing at the right time, not being busy, not being in motion, but being in action. Number two in that is right mentality. Do you have the right mentality? And that goes back to, are you seeking wisdom? Are you doing it for the right reasons? Or do you have right judgment? And do you have right decisions? What is right? Well, right is being present with that person. Because if you think about the vibe, right? The vibe is not your energy that you bring in. If you bring the exact same energy in, I'm super high energy all the time. But then you have a person who enters your space, who's going through some trauma, who maybe just lost a loved one or just got divorced. And now you bring your energy of, oh my gosh, anything is possible. I did this for years. I wouldn't take the time to know where someone was at or where they were from. I didn't even care where they were at. I just cared about where I could take them and where they could go, what their potential was. And it freaked a lot of people out. So be present. Are you doing the right thing? And that means, are you doing the right thing for the right reasons? Because if you do, then the right things will turn out. But the only way that we could do that is by being present. Number four question is, are you staying humble? In verse 7, it says, one person pretends to be rich yet has nothing. Another pretends to be poor yet has great wealth. Are you staying humble? Are you staying humble in what it is that you're doing, promoting others, celebrating their inchstones, lifting them up, staying present with them? And when that happens, guess what? Everybody else sings your praises. Question number 5 is, are you protecting hope? This is probably one of the most important ones. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. That's verse number 12. And verse number 19 is, a longing fulfilled is sweet to the soul, but fools detest turning away from evil. Have you ever lost hope? Have you ever lost hope in a job? Have you ever lost hope in a person? Have you ever lost hope because a person kept saying they were going to do something and they didn't do it? I can tell you this. Protect hope at all costs. Are you protecting it? Question number 6. Is, are you a student of the game? And this one's a very simple one, but verse 13, whoever scorns instruction will pay for it, but whoever respects a command is rewarded. Are you a student of the game? The game is constantly evolving. Whatever game you're in, whether it be real estate, finance, you're in the law profession, you're in speaking like myself, podcasting, it's constantly evolving. Are you a student of the game and are you loving it? Are you learning? And if you're learning and growing, what people will have the tendency to do is they'll grow with you. They'll be okay. I invite you to go back and look at some of the past episodes of the podcast, especially early on. It was absolutely awful, but I am a student of the game. I want to get better because I want you to have a phenomenal, phenomenal experience because my vibe is not the energy that I bring in the morning, but it's the way that you feel after listening to this. Now, question number 7 is, are you trustworthy? In verse number 17, it says it right out. A wicked messenger falls into trouble, but a trustworthy envoy brings healing. The way to bring healing is by being trustworthy. How is being trustworthy? Just keep your word. So in a vibe check, check this out. In question number 8 is, are you inviting discipline? And this goes throughout Proverbs, the corresponding proverb, corresponding day. And if you love this, what I would suggest is check out the Wisdom and the Vibe. It's a playlist on YouTube. But make sure you like it, subscribe to it, and put on the notification so you know when we're going live. Are you inviting discipline? There's a difference between inviting discipline and being disciplined. If you invite discipline, it is something that you will be excited about. You'll be excited about the growth. You'll be able to celebrate those little inchstones, not the milestones, the inchstones. But if discipline comes upon you, I don't know about you, but I never liked that. I never liked someone coming down on top of me. What I liked is to invite and say, how can I get better? The last question today is, what legacy are you leaving? In verse 20 through 25, it walks you down. It talks about wealth. It talks about legacy. The last verse, it says, the righteous eat till their heart's content, but the stomach of the wicked goes hungry. What legacy are you leaving? How are you leaving the next generation? Are you leaving the next generation better than the way that you found it? Are you constantly complaining about this generation doesn't have what have the kind of work ethic, or they're entitled, or all those things? Guys, our parents were saying the same exact thing about us. So imagine this with a vibe check, right? is just go through the questions. And it's, do you value wisdom? Is there strife and pride in what it is that you're doing? Are you speaking life to people? Are you doing what's right? Are you staying humble? Are you protecting hope? Are you a student of the game? Are you trustworthy? Are you inviting discipline? And what is the legacy you're leaving? Are you leaving it better for the people that are coming behind you? And what I find is, it's amazing because the vibe is the missing ingredient that will change everything. It can change your relationships. It can change your leadership. It can change your culture. It can change your systems. Or you could keep the exact same ones. You could vibe check it and see how the people are feeling and adjust a few things. And most of this stuff, guys, is free. Every one of it is free, but it will take one thing. It'll cost one thing that is very valuable, which is your time. And if you could be present with people, if you could listen to them, if you could protect hope, it's amazing what you could get done. My pop said it like this: there's only one business in the world and one business only, and that's the people business. And if you take the people out of the business, you got no business at all. Build the people, allow the people to build the business. The corresponding proverb, corresponding day, 3,000-year-old wisdom, never disappoints. My name is Kelly Cardenas, and I'm officially off the hot seat. Peace, love, and soul.